believers, we've got a very special episode tonight. That's right, we're talking about the circle of life. It's a very important conversation, so you're going to want to stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's a very important episode. Very special episode tonight. Guys, this is Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. That's right, you're hearing it right. We're talking about the circle of life. There's a lot of life, a lot of death in the temple, as there is on this panel right now. See, this is why you got to be tuning into the YouTube version of the show, guys. But if you're listening to iTunes, we appreciate you just as much. Guys, my name is Ty Matthews. You can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me...
How are you supposed to talk over this?
Joining me...
Hello.
One of my absolute... favorite slash most vexing friends on the planet. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depending on how your brain works. Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Hello!
Hello.
This is so uplifting.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
It's very telling, you know, it's very, very telling for the kind of things we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about life, we're going to talk about death, we're going to talk about the two swip swapping. As we see someone resurrected from the dead.
What a tremendously heavy episode.
This was a buck wild episode.
It truly was.
Soup to nuts.
Yeah, soup. Whoa, I hear a lot of people in my ears right now. It's really crazy. Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. I just thought it was me. Sometimes I'm crazy.
Sure.
And so when I hear people in my ears, I'm like, is it today? Because, you know, they said that you get schizophrenia late in life.
Oh.
You get it, like, you don't show signs until, like, mid-20s.
Did not know that.
I'm knee-deep in my mid-20s.
There you go.
So, you know, whenever I hear voices in my ear, I gotta check that other people hear them, too. But,
now,
yeah, this episode was nuts.
We start this episode, the season 4, episode 13, The Circle of Life. We start this episode with a very long fight scene.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, you know what? Before the fight, we get Katrina and Mil Muertes. We know that now that Katrina has her life back, she doesn't have any use for Mil Muertes anymore. Yep. She says that she never loved him, and that the man that she truly loved was the one that gave her life.
She's talking about Phoenix,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I know, but that's weak. That's like, to me, what?
Why? Which part?
I needed it to be Jeremiah Crane. I need her to go back.
He's
to
the
Jeremy.
One that pined after her.
I know.
She didn't want to give him the time of day.
I know that, but like sometimes it works out. You
he's
know?
The bad boy that
he's
wanted
the
to like. Yeah, he's the ducky.
He's a little bit of a
he's
ducky.
He's the snakey.
I know, but like I guess I just wanted it for him, and I wanted to see it, you know, in like a cool, sexy way.
Mm-hmm.
But I also maybe I'm wrong. I felt blindsided a little bit by the Phoenix thing, but
I mean, it's something that I don't think they've touched on in a very long time.
In a very long, it's one of those like couple seasons later. Oh, oops.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And like, if you're gonna, I guess it makes sense if they want to introduce the fight between Katrina and Melissa,
right?
Which we'll
right,
get
right, into. Right. So yeah, so after. After Katrina leaves Mil with the something to remember her by,
yes.
Which is the rock from the earthquake that halfway killed him.
That whole exchange and then the re-exchange later.
We'll get to that.
I know, that confused
We'll get
me.
To that. We'll get to that. It was a little bit weird. So Katrina leaves the rock with Mil Muertes, on her way out of their little throne room altar.
Kind of seemed like a nice move a little bit. Kind of seemed like a sweet thing.
It, at first, it seemed like a dick move, you're nothing to me move.
Oh, I thought of it like a healthy breakup. Like, here's your stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm moving on.
No, I took that as a very facetious, like, something to remember me by.
And it's his.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny that we, wow, interest, genders are, like, interesting. But I saw that and I was like, that's really, like, nice, that's a really mature move.
So as she's on her way out, who's there to greet her?
Oh, it's, of course, it's Melissa.
But Melissa.
Of course.
Fresh off of her vase-breaking attack
in
the Haunted House match a couple weeks ago.
That extreme close-up when she goes, bitch, is... special.
This, yeah, this whole first, it felt like it was a solid 15 minutes long, top to bottom.
Yes, it did. I think it probably accumulatively was about like 11 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like an Adult Swim episode.
It went all over the place. It was its very own Adult Swim episode.
Yeah, and what I thought was really interesting to it too was that it, first of all, utilized no music until the very, very end when it was like a climax and there was drama.
I think I heard a little bit in the middle when they were kind of, when she throws the, what you thought was like, what was the liquid that she threw on her? What did you think it was?
She threw just like a bucket of water on her.
But what did you say you thought
it was? G Fuel.
What is G Fuel? I don't.
It's like what strong people hawk on Instagram.
Oh, like a supplement?
It's like G Fuel. Exercise.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a creatine supplement.
Yeah, when I saw it.
I thought it was like, coffee grounds.
Oh, that's cute.
I thought it was just like, ha!
Yeah, gotcha. Stinky. You stanky. But this was so interesting because they...
But like, yeah,
so they
very start, sparse use of music throughout.
Very, very sparse. They start fighting and then they immediately, they it was like a different genre of thing.
Sure.
I can see that it was Kill Bill inspired. I understand that.
Yes.
I feel that deeply.
Definitely.
Some good punches were thrown and some fun headshots and stuff. And
right.
Then they were fighting. And then there was like a fun moment, which I actually really liked.
Mm-hmm.
After the first round, like act one of fighting.
Uh-huh.
When they went into the like little hallway area.
It was a very three-act fight, wasn't it?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Might have been like a five-act fight. But when they went into the little hallway, they did that thing where people are fighting, and then they're like, just one second. and they're just, like, both against the wall, like...
Just contemplating.
Yeah. And then Katrina tries to run away, because she's like, this is not important to me.
Before she runs away, she... I don't know why this jumped out at me, but she has just, like, two hands full of chain... And just tosses it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority, but I feel like if you've got a chain at your disposal as a weapon, like, wouldn't you use it as a flail? Like, hold on to one end and use it repeatedly?
Yeah. The tossing is more of a utility move. Like, hey, pass me that chain.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
Like, maybe it was like a, ooh, I distracted you.
Like, it was as if someone came upon, like, a whip and then threw it at the other person.
It's like getting a gun at me. Exactly.
There are better ways to utilize that weapon.
Yeah, you know, I think that's too, like, technical. But
what's
I was
that?
Like, I think they didn't want to genuinely hurt her.
Right.
Because if you, like, whip a chain at somebody.
I mean, that's, yeah. That's,
it's a hard to get around.
Oh, Chucker, eh?
Yes!
Oh, thank you, Josh. I forgot while you were gone, we brought that old chestnut back.
I'm so happy. I heard it and I was like, you're home?
Yep, exactly. No, Nancy's here. Nancy, Josh is taking very good care of her.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, man.
But yeah, so, okay, so...
We're not even halfway done with
Katrina,
the opening.
We still got so much to go. So Katrina goes kind of up to the roof, I guess.
To the roof.
Of the temple.
Why? Okay. So she's running away.
Yeah.
She does the classic horror movie thing where you're running away from something inside of the house, so you go deeper into the house.
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we get a lot more fighting. Some solid fashion choices on display, as you pointed out.
Yes. Melissa, please swipe up on Instagram. Tag it. Where did you get that bra? Where did you get those leggings? If you're listening to me, please. I want to know. Because she looks amazing.
Right.
Yeah, and I think there was like some, there was some solid fighting and stuff.
Sure,
fun moves, but then Mill.
So Katrina goes over the edge of the building.
Yeah.
She's holding on by one hand.
Very gracefully.
Yes.
Paw.
Here, just one paw. Little Here comes Mil Mortis.
Yeah.
With the very same rock.
Mm.
Something to remember me by this time.
Yeah.
Puts it in her hand.
I thought he was going to smash her head with it.
That's exactly what I thought. Okay? That's exactly what
but
I thought.
But it wouldn't have been as beautiful if he did.
No. So he puts it in her hand.
Yeah.
She falls to the ground.
He like gently takes her wrist and is like, bloop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's so... gentle.
Yeah, no, I thought, yeah, he was going to smash her fingers with it or smash her head with it or
something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, but then her eyes looked amazing.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, when she was like looking up at the camera, I was like, oh.
Right.
a screenshot profile picture. What?
right.
And then that fall down was so cool.
It was very Hitchcockian, I thought.
It was super, like, vertigo.
Yes.
I almost said vitiligo. That's weird. It's a disease.
Hitchcock's unknown film about Michael Jackson.
It's very I would watch that.
Little known
yeah.
for vitiligo awareness. So
I spit my water.
So, but this is where shit really goes off the rails. And for me, in an awesome way.
Yes.
Because, like, for a couple seasons now, the introduction of time travel has been my favorite part of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
But it always killed me that they never... Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Back to the Future. Yes. Oh, it's incredible.
That
timing.
It affects me more than I ever think it would whenever yeah. I hear things like that. I'm like, wow.
Exactly. That was fantastic
that was
timing.
Nice. Thank you.
But it always killed me that they never really used it to full effect until now.
Thank you.
Because, so here comes Aerostar.
Uh-huh.
He wants that half of the medallion that Dragon Azteca gave Melissa.
Dying for it.
Does he also take the rock?
Well, he says, I need this.
He takes a medallion. Yeah. Does he also take the rock from Katrina's hand?
No, he takes the medallion after. That's like the prize.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so he takes the rock and then he's like, dee, dee,
dee, dee, dee. Yes. He absorbs the essence of the rock,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
into his chest, his magical lucha chest piece.
Yes, magical lucha. Yeah, his little Iron Man, his lucha man.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. His arc reactor. Exactly. Yeah. Goes back in time 10 weeks to when Katrina kind of lays Phoenix to rest in the funerary box.
Yes.
TM Matt Stracker. And after she leaves and she is reborn as an emoji, as you also you pointed out.
She's the dancing emoji.
The flamenco emoji,
what have you.
After she leaves the room.
Yeah.
Aerostar pops in on the scene.
Curious choice.
Alters the timeline.
Curious choice.
Curious choice how?
Well, you could have just showed up 5 minutes earlier, stopped her from, like, oh no, she had to...
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, stop her from taking his life. How about that?
But maybe he was already dead from the end of Grave Consequences.
You're right. So he needed that life force anyway. All those things needed to happen
yes.
in order
he's,
for him to
he's
do this.
Like
Got
it. He's like Doctor Strange in Infinity War. He saw every possible future, but
yeah.
this is the one.
Wow, where I love that.
Everything needed to happen.
Oh.
He's got the time stone. It's the Eye of Agamotto. That's
wow.
what it is.
Whew.
It's the Ojo of Agamotto.
Man, I love the show.
The Ojo de Agamotto.
Yeah. So it is also funny that we've been waiting for 4 seasons for time travel. And the first time travel we get is just like 10 weeks earlier.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like a coma amount of time.
Not huge stakes, yeah. But so yes, goes back 10 weeks. Re-infuses Phoenix with the essence.
Yeah.
Brings him back to life.
Sure does.
Takes him back forward. Mm-hmm. Back to the future.
Back to the future. We're going back to the future.
He goes 10 weeks forward with this Phoenix, but this Phoenix is sort of like zombified. Like
yeah.
he's been temporally displaced.
Yeah, I mean it makes a ton of sense. Aerostar warns Melissa that he's gonna be a little strange, a little different, and she's like, Don't worry.
He's kinda got that 1,000-yard stare.
And
you
he
know?
Also has pupils that move.
And oh yes, exactly.
His pupils like bubbled up
kind of
and then they started to move around, which means that his cells are still aligning, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And so that messes with your brain chemistry, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But talking about this like it's real, like, of course that would affect your brain chemistry.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah, Melissa says, yeah, we've got all the time in the world.
You're wrong, girl.
It's, once again, I feel like I say this a whole lot on the show, it's gonna be a monkey's paw situation.
Yeah.
Where she doesn't get exactly what she wishes for.
Of course. And also the thing that I also love about this whole situation is that they dated for like, they went on like 4 dates.
Right. That's true. This wasn't like a romance from day one.
Like, imagine if in Los Angeles, a woman was that intense about a man after 4 dates. She would never, no relationships would happen.
No.
Like... That's so crazy to be like, yes, like, here's this very valuable thing, and then also I vow to stick by my man even though his molecules have changed. I'm like, no, I don't even know his middle name.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to do this.
I haven't even seen him without his mask on.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
But I wish him the best. Edward,
I mean, bless.
He put his little face on her on our forehead, which is a very loving move.
Yeah. I also love his, like, stitched together, like, Frankenstein mask. Yeah. I really dig that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we'll see what happens with that.
So good. So good. We got a lot more to get into about the Circle of Life. This is somehow just the beginning. Whew. But after Buzzers, let me holler at you for one second. In the immortal words of Teddy Long, see, our network produces after shows for nearly... Excuse me. For nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Now, that's everything from dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and so much more. There's absolutely no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. See, we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Now, by doing that, YouTube is going to suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And in turn, you're going to help AfterBuzz continue to grow. It's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, what do I say every week? What do I tell you every week? You can just click those bad boys off. It's 2018. Have it your way. Burger King. So hit that subscribe button right now one time.
One time?
One time. Oh. For this RIP.
Ask us
for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels while you're at it. Let us know you did so in the comments. We'll thank you on air. I say that every week. We sometimes forget, and by that I mean you most of the time. But we're gonna do that, I swear. Tweet us. Actually, if you do that, then tweet us. That's a much more foolproof way to get it on our radar. We'll shout you out on the air. But for now, thank you for being the absolute best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Wow.
Whew.
I believe you.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys.
Yeah!
Standing up in the AfterBuzz studio right now.
Oh my God, please, guys, we have a show to do.
Speaking of sports, I drafted two separate fantasy football teams this week, and people were livid at my choices.
Yeah, I'm livid that you did that.
Because I've never watched... It's mostly because of the show The League. My friend Nick got me really into the show The League.
It's really funny.
Fantastic show.
It's a really good show.
But I know, I've literally never seen a football game in my life, so...
Oh, did you pick well or no well?
I think I picked okay.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco is a player. I don't believe he's called that anymore.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. I don't know. At this
J.J.
point.
Watt is from Texas. That's all I'll say on air.
There you go. You see?
She learned.
A couple of regular sports fanatics over here.
Yep.
The ESPN TV talk.
We know these things.
Yes, exactly.
Also, how funny is it that you said one time and then I didn't even like register that you said it?
The reference?
Naturally, I was like, one time. It was so under my breath, just, it was guttural.
It's just part of your body chemistry now.
I like didn't realize I said it until I was like.
No, every time I say that, that's me, shouting out, ask us.
Yeah, I gotta love it.
Now let's talk. You know what? Speaking of sports.
Please.
We've got Joey Wrestling on the show.
That's a sport.
Wrestling is a sport.
Joey Wrestling
is upset about his friend's wedding getting interrupted and disrupted by a man-eating monster.
As you would be.
Which is, understandable.
Absolutely.
It's fine. You know, his best friend's wife got headbutted and chokeslammed into a cake.
Mm.
You know?
At least it was into a cake, though, to be fair.
I mean, like, if you're gonna get chokeslammed anywhere...
Do it into a cake. I've
said that since I was 7 years old. My dad passed it down to me. It was an old Kentucky saying.
I heard that.
I mean...
Yeah.
That's
so huge.
Yeah.
That they've incorporated this as homage to your family.
Exactly. Marion, Kentucky. They're all about getting chokeslammed into cakes.
Are you really from Kentucky?
My dad is.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
There you go. See? We're learning about everybody here. Tweet us where you're from.
It's only been 3 years.
Exactly. Now so because he's so mad about this wedding mishap.
Yes.
As you might call it.
Yes.
He wants a shot at revenge, or at least he's going to be given one by Antonio Cueto.
For his son.
Uproxx's Brandon Stroud, who you should be reading his coverage of wrestling on the daily, he refers to Antonio as Safario Cueto, and it's kind of one of my favorite things.
Why?
He wears, like, safari gear.
Oh, that's really funny. not immediate connection, but now that I see it, I love
it. It's a joke grenade.
It is.
It takes a couple seconds, but when it lands...
Because now I'm realizing that he wears safari gear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like, so distracted by the beard and the hair.
That is kind of like an old rich guy thing, though.
Oh, interesting.
To look like you've always just come back from, like, killing an elephant.
Sure.
So, I can see that, yeah. Yeah, he looks like he'd be an elephant killer.
Oh, of course.
Which is the rudest thing
he can
do.
He's an everything killer. You know he's a player of the most dangerous game.
That's humans.
Right? Exactly. That's what I mean.
I personally think the most dangerous game is elephants because they not only contribute so much to the ecosystem, but also they're so beloved. Not only among humans, but also among animals.
So it's dangerous in, like, a socioeconomic kind of way.
Absolutely.
Sure. That makes sense.
Arguably is more dangerous than just killing a person.
That tracks.
Because, like, who cares, right?
Yeah, it's one person.
Well, it's one person. One elephant is, like, at least 50
people. You gotta think globally. Act locally.
So, Antonio, next time, I just consider not killing the elephant.
Killing the elephant.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Ebony and Ivory. What?
You know, like the song.
Like the song, but minus Ivory.
But minus Ivory.
Stop it. Guys.
Antonio gives Joey Wrestling his chance at revenge by making him the next sacrifice to the gods.
So would you enter a match knowing that it's called a sacrifice?
Probably not. Especially a sacrifice to the gods.
To the gods.
And especially knowing that we don't know where everyone else has gone.
Yeah, imagine those stakes. Like, the stakes of that are so disproportionate. Like, the stakes are, you were mean at my friend's wedding, and I'm gonna murder you for my god.
I'm going to, literally murder you and send you to another plane of existence.
Yeah, I'm so excited to find out what that plane of existence
is. It's gotta be. We talked about Doctor Strange. We talked about the Time Stone.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before on the show. It's got to be a Soul Stone situation. They've all got to be hanging out in some plane, in some realm at some point.
This is Aerostar's objective.
Interesting, to free all the sacrifices?
Yeah, I think that they're going to sacrifice the wrong person. Like, maybe they sacrifice somebody that is very close to Aerostar and he's like, this is it.
Interesting. Or what if he tries to sacrifice Aerostar himself?
Oh, that's smart.
And then
From within.
He frees everyone.
From the belly of the beast.
From the belly of the beast.
From the belly of the whale.
I love it.
Me too. I love the Bible.
I love it so much. So
okay, so the match happened. It was fine.
It was all right. It was all right.
Yeah, it was a big boy match.
Yeah,
it felt like a big boy match.
Sure.
It was kind of one of the first times in the temple that I felt like.
Like, here's the thing.
The styles align too much, maybe.
I think here's what happened.
Yeah,
I think for the stakes of the match, given that this murderous carnivorous monster interrupted a wedding, chokeslammed the bride into a cake. Now the best friend of the groom is out for vengeance.
Right.
But he's about to be sacrificed to an ancient Aztec god. I think given the fact that all of that buildup was the fact.
Yeah.
Was what it was.
Yeah.
This was just, it was a wrestling match.
Yeah, it was a wrestling, exactly. Mm-hmm. You're right. It was a wrestling, it was not a bad wrestling match. It was just a wrestling match. And I think also that Joey Wrestling was introduced and is leaving so quickly, it feels unceremonious.
Sure.
Because so many other people have been sacrificed, like, you know.
Right.
Like, everybody's being sacrificed.
Exactly,
to the gods.
Exactly, yeah.
So at what point, it's kind of, you know, if everyone's doing it, it's not special anymore, which is what I feared for this gimmick, thing, the shtick.
The sacrifice gimmick?
The sacrifice thing, yeah. This is what I feared for this, is that eventually it was just going to be like, well, this isn't even mean anything.
Right.
Are you going to do, have half the temple in a different plane?
Yeah.
You're going to do, like, an upside down world of the,
See, now you're talking.
Oh, well, hi. I just talked myself into a liking. I love it when that happens.
Halloween Horror Nights just released a few images from the Stranger Things maze, and the upside down looks so dope.
I want to do it, but I really, you know that I can't.
You would definitely,
jump scares.
You would not be, you'd not be okay.
I want to see it so bad. I wish they had, like, walkthroughs for scared people.
There will be POV videos online.
That's not the same.
It's not the same. Reign of Terror does a lights on walkthrough where you can just kind of look at the sets and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
They're up in Thousand Oaks. Shout out to Reign of Terror.
Shout out to Reign of Terror. I will see you soon.
They're pretty awesome.
Can we go?
Yeah.
That can be the thing that we do.
There you go.
Oh.
Boom.
That was intense.
That was a Lucha Underground.
Yeah, that was a Foley box.
We'll get to Foley. But, and I think, like, I think I've also been spoiled just by kind of the effects that we've seen in the backstage vignettes and stuff like that, so that for something like a sacrifice to the gods to just be, okay, the lights went out and now they're on and now the person's gone.
Yeah.
Is anticlimactic to me, I think.
It is.
Because we've seen so many stabbings and so many beheadings and all that stuff.
And, like, people dramatically flying off of roofs, like, not 4 minutes ago.
Sure.
So, like, yeah, I agree. It is an interesting thing that I think Lucha Underground is going to have to watch of themselves and manage going forward, is how to compromise those two worlds of, like, this is a wrestling show, and, like, it has to be a wrestling show, but also all these fantastical things are kind of not overshadowing it, but pulling it into a place where it can't just be a wrestling show.
Right.
Like, we just saw a wrestling match.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I'm sure we'd be really excited if we saw that at PWG, or if we saw that at, like, PCW Ultra,
or
Championship Pro Wrestling from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'd be really amped on that. But, you know, nobody got their head chomped off.
Exactly. We've gotten spoiled.
And
this
also,
point.
I think there wasn't a lot of Lucha style in it.
Sure.
Which, I don't know.
It's, yeah.
The pacing was a little slow.
Yeah.
It was a little heavy-handed, which is, I don't love a heavy hitter, because I feel like in wrestling, like...
Oh, you mean, like, literally heavy-handed?
Yeah.
Like, they were hitting hard?
Yeah, like...
Oh,
it,
I see.
It wasn't
not
heavy-handed.
Not, like, ham-fisted, like...
No, because it wasn't that.
No, huh?
It was... You're killing it, my dude! But, no, yeah, it was, like, literally heavy-handed. And
yeah.
So, it felt like a little bit wet. You know, when something's dry and you're like, woo, and then something's wet and you're like, it's just taking me a little bit, just taking me a second to get there.
I'm not sure I follow that analogy.
Your hair is heavier when it's wet.
Oh, I see.
Do you get it?
I guess.
You jump into the pool, clothes on, you're fine jumping in, you get out and you're like, whoa, geez, Lapeets, I'm going to have to really take my time on this one.
Sure.
Everyone gets it.
I love it. I love it.
So that happened. He died.
Went
elsewhere.
Or went to another plane of existence.
Who's
depends
the gods?
On how your brains work.
You think we're going to meet the gods?
Like the ancient Aztec gods?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. Was Montezuma an Aztec god?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe.
I used to fight for a boxing gym called Aztec Empire. We had Montezuma's Revenge, which was, sounds like a poop thing. But it's not a poop thing.
Sure.
That's what you, that's, it's called, that's called the.
No, diarrhea. I know. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
No, it was a thing where, when we would all be in the ring together, they would throw me up into the air and I would do like kind of a Roman Reigns, like Superman punch. I would always fall right on my face.
What?
Yeah. Turns out boxers are not real responsible with other people's bodies.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. So yes.
It took me years to realize that that's what Montezuma's Revenge was.
Oh, the
because
poop thing?
Yeah, because growing up in Southern California, I only knew it as the roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm.
There's a roller coaster called Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, but it's Z-O-O-M, like Zoom.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. So growing up, yeah, that's all I knew Montezuma's Revenge
has. No, it's about diarrhea.
It's about diarrhea.
Yeah, it's fully about diarrhea.
Which is, yeah, in retrospect, kind of a weird choice for your coaster name.
I mean, you're going to poop yourself.
Exactly. If we
zoom,
know
zoom.
Anything.
Zoom, zoom. Did you poop? Did you poop?
A little bit. Just a little
yeah!
bit. There you go.
Value proposition.
So good.
I love it.
So good. I love it.
What happened?
So much happened.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, guys, I mentioned earlier, whether you're watching on iTunes, whether you're listening on, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on iTunes, we love you. We appreciate you equally just the same. Remember, if you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. If you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. 5 stars if you're nasty. As I say, we appreciate every bit of feedback. Talk to us about Lucha Underground so we can keep talking to you about Lucha Underground. Or you can talk to us about how we talk to you about you talking to us about Lucha Underground. See, it's a big ol'... Time's a flat circle, guys.
Time is a flat circle.
that's what we're here to tell you. But let's talk Killshot.
Please.
Versus Big Bad Steve. Thank you.
What?
So much about this did it for me, for sure.
From the get.
Because Melissa announces him as he's big.
Yeah, he's bad. Bad. He's Steve.
He's Steve. I wish you would have followed it with he's Steve.
He's big. He's bad. He's Steve.
But we get Big Bad Steve, who I guess is still affiliated with Famous B. I didn't realize that after he had gotten his ankle snapped, he would still be part of Famous Incorporated.
I mean, he's fine, clearly.
But out he comes, flanked by the beautiful Brenda.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. And then there was a very, like, spooky man in the audience when they first came out who was just like... Yeah.
He was
rubbing his hands together.
He was getting his rub on like nobody's business.
Entire time, up until like four steps down, like they walked down, he was out of the light and he was still doing it, which means that was genuine. He was just doing it. Which, don't do that. Hey, PSA.
I thought for sure it would have been a plan.
You know, you would
like,
think.
I was like, a human can't be doing that.
He's a human and he's doing it. We're tied to the temple. Which I appreciate. I love a business boy.
You know what? If you're going to observe a formal dress code, props for that props at the very that. Least.
But also put your hands down.
Yeah.
If you, because also, here's the thing. PSA to any dudes out there. If you are confronted with a butt that, don't rub your hands together.
Don't rub your hands like you just sat down to Thanksgiving dinner.
And don't stare at it. Right. Like, just pretend like you don't see it. You know?
Right.
Because he picked her up. And it was clear that he was in, like, the firing zone of the legs.
That's true. That's
and so
true.
He was just, like, rubbing his little hands together. And that put me off for a while.
Yeah.
But exactly.
Like Shao Kahn.
Don't be Shao Kahn.
Don't be Shao Kahn. Guys, PSA, don't be Shao Kahn.
Yeah, that's
unless you're Shao Kahn.
Unless you are Shao Kahn, then go forth.
And then...
Continue.
Yes, Daddy.
He probably still wouldn't do that, honestly.
Shao Kahn?
Yeah, probably wouldn't.
No, he would probably... He would still think that's a little gauche.
Yeah, he would look at that and be like, a little much.
Yeah. The guy holding, like, the giant warhammer yeah. with, like, the half skull on his head.
He's holding it. He like, lifts up his skull. You're doing too much.
You're
Well, you know, I Godspeed.
He would lift up the skull and go.
Yeah, or just put his hands down. Yes. Just slowly put his hands down, like, sweetie. Honestly, if I was sitting, I'm so annoying. If I was sitting next to him, I'd be like, you gotta stop.
No.
But anyway,
God, I want like sassy like Shao Kahn.
Let's make it
that like
somebody make it, please.
Yeah, like. I'm imagining, like, Tim Gunn under the mask.
As I want it in the style of, like, when He-Man did What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, yes. Okay,
yeah,
of course.
I want it in that style.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah,
I can see that.
Thank you. So, Big Bad Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
Versus Killshot.
Okay.
There we go.
Is.
There we go. Now we're underway. I don't, like, I was so thrown off by everything surrounding the match, bookending it, beginning and end.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of what happened in the ring.
I know that towards the end there were some great moments.
We got a sweet kind of double jump springboard stomp from Killshot.
That was
to,
so cool.
To set up the kill stomp.
Uh-huh.
We got, oh my God, the pop-up cutter. The pop-up cutter from Big Bad Steve.
What was that?
Pop-up into the cutter.
He flew. Killshot flew into the air.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was magical.
And we both decided that it was not a package.
It wasn't necessarily a package. It was similar to the Ricola bomb. Do you remember the
Ricola?
Yes, exactly. Do you remember the Ricola bomb?
No.
Ricola bomb, Cesaro, when
oh,
he
yes,
was known
yes,
as Claudio.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Okay.
It was kind of like that, but there were a little more steps.
More
this
steps.
Time, he fed the arms through the legs. God, I wish we had Jimbo's action figures.
I know, just use me. No. So, yeah, he fed the arms through the legs and then pulled the arms through.
Pulled them up so that he laid them out like a blanket is what he did.
That's exactly what it is. When you think about it like that, it makes complete sense.
Exactly.
Killshot, if you're listening at home, Killshot was bent over touching the toes.
Uh-huh.
He...
Like in a powerbomb position.
Big Bad Steve reaches in for the wrists.
Through his legs.
Through his legs, pulls the wrists through, and then Killshot lands belly
face down.
Flop.
Yes.
Yeah, face. That was amazing.
That was wild.
That was pretty wild because it seems like something that would be so tremendously difficult to do at that low point of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Like Killshot was super low to the ground.
Yeah. And Killshot is he's so tall and so lithe that it seems like that would make it more difficult.
Steve must have let go of his hands at one point Because
I don't think he did. We'll have to roll the tape back.
I don't think he did either, thinking about it. But imagine the logistics of that. Like, imagine how flexible your shoulders would have to be to have somebody holding your wrists while you're doing
it. Sure, sure.
Whew, impressive, guys. Thank you for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we get the kill stop from Killshot. Over the course of the match, we get Son of Havoc. Yep. Enjoying some popcorn and soda at ringside.
Comes out with popcorn, a little bit of a silly guy.
A little bit of a wacky dude.
Yeah.
This was kind of like the latter era of the last Dean Ambrose run.
Yes.
Where it was real wacky.
Yeah. Just like, I'm Son of Havoc.
And just real, like, it was as if like a business person had written like irreverent on a whiteboard. And like, that's him.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a bad boy. I'm like, okay.
But he's a biker. He's supposed to be like.
Yeah. But here's where I disagree with that. To me, a biker is kind of like a Loki character. Is like a troll, like, gonna mess with you. I want to see more of that.
Interesting, okay.
Well, at least all the bikers I know are very, like, blah, 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 you know? They'll, like, poke you in the eyes and run away.
They were not unlike the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking about the Three Stooges. No. They. I mean, so, at least I like that type of bad guy.
So after the match, we know that over the last few weeks that Killshot and Son of Havoc have had their differences, but
Killshot wins.
Killshot wins with the kill stop.
Yeah.
The creatively named kill stop. He gets in Son of Havoc's face about not offering him popcorn.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed.
He's like, you didn't offer me any.
Yep. So they start going at it, and it's, you know, it's a brawl, just like we've seen before, until Son of Havoc pulls Killshot's mask off.
Which who said it? Vampiro was like
his, no, it was Matt Striker. Matt Striker said his mask popped off.
It didn't pop off.
It's like,
give him a little credit.
Give him some agency. Yeah. Son of Havoc pulled that shit off.
Yeah, he pulled it off. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy.
Right. Is that the first time we've seen that happen in the temple? I could be very wrong.
No, it's the first time it's fully come off, yes.
Okay.
But we've seen
mask get torn.
We've seen a lot of tearing. Like, sure. I don't remember.
We saw Pentagon Dark's mask get torn. Yeah. We saw Phoenix mask get torn.
I'm thinking about Phoenix, the one where it was so torn and so tight that his skin just looked like it was swelling out of it.
Yes,
like that. I remember that very distinctly, but never a full, just like clean swoop.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I love the selling by Killshot of just like instinctively, like he has to hide his face.
Yeah, hide your face, roll out the ring. Yeah, I mean,
and it's to Matt Stryker's credit, he had explained earlier on, I think before the match, that Killshot isn't a traditional luchador. He's not doing this for the tradition or the respect of the mask.
Right.
He could be doing it to literally hide his identity.
Well, he also, true. Mm. Oh, because of his government stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. But also, I think that the mask represented his time in the army.
Sure.
And so it meant a lot to him in the same way as dog tags did, but
that's true. I forgot about the dog tags.
He's not wearing those anymore.
Right.
Well, he doesn't have them.
Yeah, Marty doesn't. God. Yeah.
Oh, so they're really just like stripping this character away piece by piece.
Yeah. He's going to be butt-ass naked by next season.
Oh, well, we can only pray, you know?
Stupid.
You are.
I know.
Why did you alley-oop that for me? What am I supposed to do? But I wouldn't hate seeing a little Swerve City in the temple.
Oh, sure. I'd be down for that.
I wouldn't hate seeing Shane.
Yeah.
Which I know we're not supposed to do, but like, his mask is off.
Yeah.
He's Shane.
People
now.
Know. Yeah.
People know. Because he is such a dynamic performer.
Yes, he absolutely
when
is.
When he doesn't have his mask on, you can see it through the mask. But right. When he doesn't have it on, you can really like, he evokes a lot of emotion.
Definitely.
And so I would love to see that. I don't necessarily think it's going to happen.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
How is he going to get it back?
We only have a few minutes left, but we have to talk about this main event. Mm. Pentagon versus Hernandez.
Hernandez!
See, it's supposed to be Pentagon Dark defending his title against Johnny Mundo. Of course, Johnny Mundo is indisposed at the moment because of last week's events.
Yes.
But answering the call is Hernandez. Full of, like,
just Chicano realness.
Right.
I feel it so deeply.
Right. Like, Hernandez in the ring has never done a ton for me. He's a perfectly capable wrestler.
Yeah.
It's a style that I don't necessarily favor. But what I've always loved is, like, his swagger and, like, the way every single step that he takes is a strut, like, in itself.
He reminds me of, like, a Hispanic Stone Cold.
I can see that. I can see that. But he's then, like, so that swagger then leads to our favorite moment of probably the season, possibly the show, where Pentagon mocks that swagger and immediately tells Hernandez where to go.
Yeah, he does a little dance.
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
And everyone loved it.
Everyone, like, loved it.
That would have been so uncomfortable if people weren't behind it.
Right.
But everyone was like, yeah!
But that's the thing. We've seen three and a half seasons worth of Pentagon being a, courtesy Brandon Stroud, a pissed off ninja skeleton.
Yes.
But, like, to see him just openly talk shit and, like, make fun of someone's dancing is hysterical.
It's funny, too, that he's still Pentagon Dark.
Right.
Like, now he's just like, Pentagon, everyone loves me.
Yeah, he's not necessarily as dark as he was.
He's only dark in aesthetic.
He hasn't... Yeah, exactly. It's been a long time since he returned from the underworld.
Yeah, interesting.
On his vision quest.
Very interesting. But yeah. Hernandez does it for me in a very deep way.
Yes. To that point, this match 100% turned me around on Hernandez.
Really?
I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun. I do agree that I'm not going to be like, wow, that was some great wrestling.
It looks like he's too big and strong to move comfortably.
Yes.
So when he does stuff like that Superman dive over the top rope.
Yeah. He does look like if you put his arms next to his body, they'll just break off.
Right.
You know, like you try to move his
Supermex. Supermex is his nickname. That's what he's been called before.
Supermex?
That was like his nickname, the Supermex Hernandez.
Wow. It's okay. They like both are Texas adjacent.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Right.
Adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. So we get this title match, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed it too.
I don't remember anything from it.
I honestly, legitimately don't, except for the finish. Because that pump handle, like, fold in half powerbomb.
His neck.
My God.
There's no... God, I'm so easy. Like, it's so funny. I see that and I'm like, he died. He killed him, and I watched it.
He murdered him on TV.
They edited it.
Exactly.
And they put it together in a show, and now I watch a man die.
Right, exactly, like, yeah.
His neck looked like it snapped in half.
Yes, exactly.
What was that one move that I didn't know the name of, but it was very cool?
The Saito Suplex.
Yeah, Saito Suplex.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was very neat.
Definitely. Backdrop driver a la Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. We got super quick time for super quick predictions.
Okay, oh, God. I don't have any.
Pentagon retained his title, but let's get into predictions.
Okay.
Yes, there we go.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, what are we predicting? What are we predicting?
On what?
I don't know anything.
Okay, cool. So
on the show.
So I think that Melissa and Phoenix are going to, like, she's going to be so loved up and she's going to be like, I'm going to stick by my man. I think he's going to have some sort of, like, weird vendetta. Something's going to be off in him. He's going to go dark.
Okay.
He's going to somehow try to get revenge. I don't think Katrina's dead.
Sure. No.
You don't come back from life and then die from a fall.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I think, ooh. So now they're both alive? And so now Katrina's gonna go, oh no.
What?
Oh no.
What?
So now they're both alive. Phoenix has come back from the dead. Mm-hmm. And so now he and Katrina, like, have that in common. Like, they can share that. They can talk about that over brunch.
Sure.
And so now they're probably gonna get, because he's a little spooky dooky now. So they're probably gonna get together and Melissa's gonna have to fight for him. And then she's probably gonna, you know.
Interesting.
She's gonna become a lucha.
What if?
Door.
What if Phoenix became Phoenix Dark and we saw the Lucha Brothers on Lucha Underground?
Whoa, that's so cute. Oh my God. Oh, I would love that.
Right?
Oh, that's really sweet and cute. I like that.
So, I don't know. It's a long shot, but it's something that I would like to see.
I'm just sad that the Jeremiah Crane thing is fully over.
Yeah, but yeah.
For now.
We don't see that spooky Ouija board anywhere.
Me.
I know.
My favorite.
I know. We were gonna have a fully Is God segment this week. I don't think we have enough time. Real quick, just a shout out to that straw slurping sound effect for Son of Havoc in the crowd.
Jeez. So gratuitous. Who needed that? Nobody. It's like a gross sound anyway.
It is. It is a gross
like, we
sound.
See that he's drinking the drink.
Right. It's yeah, yeah. You don't have to drive it home with holy water.
Like, it's, that's like doing, like, every time somebody walks, doing, like, footsteps. You don't need to do that. We're good.
We're good. Guys, what a buck wild episode this was. If you've joined us, if you've stuck around till now, we'd like to thank you. We appreciate your support. Thank you so, so much. Rachel, where can they find you?
You can find me all over the internet at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depends on how your brain works. And then also, go follow Gamma Ray TV on Facebook. I have a daily show that I'm doing now where I just talk about some fun news stuff, and I have some more stuff. I have a new show called Hot Breakfast Noodles coming up. It's exactly what it sounds
what?
Like. Spicy breakfast noodles.
All right, I guess.
Yep.
You can, as always, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. That's the PlayStation Network. Come play some Overwatch with me. I'll be playing a lot of that until Red Dead comes out, and then my life will be just kind of that. You can find me on Saturdays, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check your local listings. That's 4 p.m. most places. And you can catch me on the Purge After Show Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's a brand new after show right here on AfterBuzz, talking about the USA Network original miniseries The Purge. But we'll be here next week talking episode 14 of Lucha Underground. But until then,
Viva la Lucha!
Burr.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.